people around me, and I determined over a period of time that these voices were in other dimensions, and they were trying to use me to bring a message or an understanding to the world. So I found out that these voices that were speaking to me were not only intelligences that were relating concepts, but also they were energies in space. Many people who have experienced or gone to spiritual groups have experienced something called light energy in the group. And if you haven't done that, if you've gone into a room and experienced what you could call good vibes, then that's the kind of energy we're talking about. And I've experienced this a good portion of my life, and I've gone to many spiritual meetings, but what I didn't know was this energy, I don't know if every time this is true, but oftentimes it was beamed in from other dimensions, from group souls. And group souls are conglomerates of billions of individual souls that don't have bodies, that exist as pure energy, as conglomerates. And these voices that were talking to me through my associates, through my friends, identified themselves as group souls. And that I was not just talking to one consciousness, I was talking to a conglomerate of consciousnesses. And this happened while I was in the process of writing a book called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which tells the story of David Wilcock and his channeling of a group soul that has identified itself by the name Ra. And I was getting all this correlative information from my own experiences and the book I was writing. And it was somewhat of a bit embarrassing because I started writing the book and thinking that it was a scholarly exercise. And then suddenly, I'm in the middle of the playing field and they're talking to me. So what I thought I'd share this evening, on these calls, we do many different things on Monday night. This is my time to moderate. And we've actually had live channeling right on this call occasionally. We've had people who have been in my discussion group and in my conference call share the experiences they've had. Because when I started doing these conference calls, I asked the voices, the group souls allegedly, if they would be on the call, and they said they would. So perhaps right now as I'm speaking, you may feel during the course of this call some unusual energetic connections in your space if you're open to that, and you may find that there's shifts in your energy, and perhaps you may come to the conclusion that it is these group souls in your space. So, the way this first happened to me, I'm going to read tonight, I decided, some of the original channelings and the way this was presented to me. And it started out in May of 2002. When I was driving from Los Angeles to Portland with a friend, and it was pouring rain, and I did a prayer, and at the end of the prayer, I said, "Does anybody want to talk to me?" And there was an answer. And they said, "We're here. What are your questions?" Now, I said, "That is a joke. Does anyone want to talk to me? I never dreamed that this woman I was with would answer. But she did. And suddenly, I'm asking questions, and I think she's making it up. I don't really believe she's channeling. But we have a dialogue for about 10 or 15 minutes, and at the end of it, she says, "That was the strangest thing that ever happened to me." And we continued to Portland, Oregon, and we took a hotel. And 3 days later, I asked her if she wanted to try it again. And this time, I would take a tape recorder out, and I taped the conversation, and all of this is up on our website, higher-vision.org, in the Conversations with My Girlfriend section. So I'm going to share with you some of these original dialogues that happened in 2002. And believe me, when it was happening, I didn't have a clue what to make of it. I was stunned. I couldn't believe it was real. And, you know, this is a period of 5 years later, and now I'm sure it's real. We have a conference line with a number of people checking in. Many of those people are having some kind of direct confirmation that they're being worked with energetically. And I invite you who are listening for the first time to not believe this, but scrutinize it. Go to my website, higher-vision.org. This is an unusual experience for someone to be having in the physical realm. And if it's true, you're being exposed to it this evening. You owe it to yourself to check it out very carefully, because there's information being presented that no matter how smart you are, you couldn't figure out on your own, nor could I, nor could anyone, because there's cycles going on our planet and changes happening now that have never happened in the recorded history of mankind. And these group souls are explaining it, and they're explaining how to cope with it, how to deal with it. And this was the very first recorded channeling in May of 2002. Wim, is anyone here? Does anyone want to identify themselves? Keep in mind, I'm making a comment. This was in a hotel room in Portland, Oregon, with a tape recorder. Good evening. We bring forth to you knowledge of the higher intergalactic species of the Lone Star System Alcyon. This is to be our first recorded transmission to you, and we are pleased to announce our engagement of technological meshing with your channel so that we may bring forth to you information of a needed higher caliber for transmission and integration at this particular frequency and station, and knowing pertinent to the incoming questions. Have you questions this evening, Mr. Wim? Wim, can you describe how you perceive our channel's consciousness when we ask for your presence? Answer. This is a multi-level diagrammatic question, and our present channel is a very wideband receiver station, calibrated for exceptional galactic clairaudience and claircognition, which, when tuned to the proper channel below the current threshold of consciousness, shall make inroads into accessing very pertinent information at this time of transition. There is evidence of internal pre-structural damage in this entity, overlying from two focused thoughts, thought patterns of rigid value structures applied over an awakening matrix, which must be moved. The present entity is having a difficult time removing the residual calcification of thought forms. your assistance is requested to move said entity and readjust according to contractual service. Wynn, is there anything specific I can do to assist with this, or just my presence? Now, I'm going to make another comment. Those of you that have been on this conference line regularly know that that entity they're talking about is Daphne, and she has come back and has been working with me to some extent recently on this project. Wynn, is there anything specific I can do to assist with this, or just my presence? The entity with which you deal has by nature a very serious disposition. In the honoring of the spontaneous aspect in taking time for play as well as work, in taking time for rest as well as exertion, a balance may be achieved which is more beneficial and less taxing for said entity. The entity will take the demands of work very seriously, too much so, and overburden the neurosystem to the detriment of the health, if not given the permission of yourself to relax at certain intervals, and quite literally to recreate, hence recreation. Also spending time as near the natural sources of water, canyon, mountain, and streams are helpful. Wynn, question. Any answers as to why this entity wishes she wasn't in a body? This said entity, contractually, is very far from her home, some 30 to 40,000 light years. She is an outpost messenger, so to speak. It is as if a person is living in an extremely foreign country with virtually no one communicate. It is a spiritual homesickness rather than a moral or ethical weakness on the part of this entity. There have been many lifetimes of service, and this culmination is a highly respected yet sacrificial homage taken by this entity and many of her wayshowers. Have patience here. When she feels as if she is really giving and being received, her gratitude for being physicalized will increase. As for now, the density of the earth changes weighs upon her interior metabolics very heavily and throws her endocrine system off balance. It is indeed difficult to maintain any kind of emotional equilibrium at this present juncture. Indeed, it is difficult to maintain the life force, but she has made a determined effort to fulfill her obligation and will not renege. Question. Do she and I have a past track record and a contractual relationship this life, or is it a relationship of free choice? As we read from the Akashic, we see you have freely chosen now, although we see there has been a contractual relationship in the past. This is a wild card, so to speak, for you both have completed enough of your soul's prerequisites in order to advance several thousand millennia in terms of spiritual and solar evolution, if you so choose. When? What was the past lifetime we had on the earth plane? We see a lifetime based in your 1600s as a shopkeeper, shop servant, or shop apprentice. Question. In terms of the avenues which she and I have of working together, do you have a recommendation of the most immediate way we can be most beneficial and in the long term most beneficial? We both have artistic talents. She has the ability to do this kind of channeling. Should we open this up so other people can ask questions? What would be of service to the planet? Answer. With regard to planetary service, This channel must first recuperate her given imbalances. This could essentially happen within the scope of 1 year. At this time, it is very possible a channel may open for a myriad of possibilities and public demonstrations of accessing other dimensional frequencies. However, careful groundwork and preparation must be laid. Otherwise, there is a significant risk of damaging this vehicle and a decommissioning of the abilities for a threat of the life force. Wynn, you haven't identified yourself. Would you mind doing that and tell us about your own background? I am that I am. I am Ptah of the seventh galactic of the Andromedan Sirian string. We are, as seven-dimensional beings, always available when you call on us. It is up to the prognosticate ability. So, this is Wynn going back to contacting. That was the very first channeling that we recorded, and I was blown away. It was like I was listening to a Star Trek script. And those of you who have been on the line, of course, have known Ptah. Ptah has come back quite often. Actually, we did some readings for people with Ptah. And those of you that wanted readings and haven't, I'm sorry, they're, for the moment, they're on the shelf, at least with Daphne, because she can't handle it. But in any case, Ptah, I learned, was kind of an emissary and somebody that has worked with Daphne over many lifetimes. And they were not the huge group soul, but a smaller section, kind of acting as an emissary. And it was later on, maybe perhaps 3 or 4 weeks later, that in a channeling, the voice identified itself as the Council of Elohim. So in any case, I had a chance to ask many questions to both the Elohim and Ptah. I'm going to share with you a little bit how this unfolded and this relationship with these other dimensions unfolded. One of the things is when Daphne was with me, she didn't have her cat, or she left her cat in Northern California, and she missed her cat. So I asked them a question about her cat, which was named Shotzi. And the answer was, we see a succession of lifetimes in Egypt. The feline served as a caretaker while said entity would leave the body while doing trance work. The cat made sure the entity would come back into the physical body. The cat was as a guardian for the entity. There is much love between the entity and this animal, and much sadness that the entity is currently separated. So would it be advisable to bring them together again? When this is possible, it would be a good thing. Then, during this initial period where this was going on, she was going through a lot of difficulty in her body. And it was described as, she said she was swimming through cement, like everything was really dense. And we did a channeling and we asked some questions on this. What is the significance of the tiredness in her body? It is an adjustment. We see malfunction, maladjustment. We must take the entity deeper into connectivity in order to answer the questions you are asking. Question: what is this grounding process, and why does she feel like she's swimming through cement? The grounding process is part of a larger pattern, an overlay of energetic flow currently enveloping large portions of the etheric space around you and said entity. There is an amassing of energetic field templates which are being welded together to help stabilize etheric plate tectonics of this local western United States. As we speak now, this amassment grows larger and larger. You are helping to anchor the light grids of this portion of your world. You are light anchoring seeds. This is why the entity feels as though she swims through cement. She is indeed harboring large amounts of energy. Wim, am I doing this anchoring with her? Am I assisting her? Or is she doing it by herself? You are indeed doing it with her. It is the two of you together which act as a common seed and enable large amounts of energy to be pulsated through this local sector. It is vital that you support and help one another, and good that you do it. And then we have the first channeling where the voice identified itself as the Council of On. Now, we learned later in further questions that the Council of On was a subset of the Council of Elohim. Now, when you're hearing this for the first time, and even when you're hearing it for the last time, even myself, it's really hard to visualize how you have councils made of pure energy, of billions of individual bits of energy, but that's how they describe themselves. So I asked, who are we speaking to right now? We are the Council of On. Where is the Council of On from? We are located in what would be called your Andromeda system. And what dimensional density are you operating on? We are currently in transition from what you would call the fifth to the sixth density. Are you capable of reading what we would call the Akashic Records? For those of you who don't know, the Akashic Records is an energetic place where the history of Earth in our past lifetimes is recorded. Of this which you speak, yes. It would be possible for you, through us, to attain the needed information you so request. Proceed with your questions as you desire at this time. Wim, I'd like to ask about the channel of this session about our health and other concerns. Proceed with your questions. Let's start out with our health and anemia. Do you have any suggestions? The present entity materialized this physical body with a deficiency of iron and a capacity to store it in the hemoglobin. This was due in part to material available for incarnation, but also in part to a reluctance to leave the vibrational ethers of the other realms and come into such dense physicality as this one. Hence, there was the indecisiveness about coming into the physical. As far as reparations which can be made, it is something which shall grow over time as the entity feels a purposefulness in the current life. There is a period of grounding and strengthening which can happen of its own accord through the natural inclinations of supplementation and eating of which the entity is already aware. A desire to spend time in nature and physically moving the body is important for this entity, as well as a certain amount of restful peace, relaxation, and integration, which aids the body and mind and emotions to integrate into a solid fabric, enabling the higher density vibrations access to the nerve and spinal centers, which are having to grow new axons and dendrites to accommodate a vastly overstimulated body at this time. This entity is a very, very sensitive channel, and when finely tuned, would be able to bring in much valuable information if taken care of properly. Do not push this entity. The unfolding will take place at its own speed, which we would say, by your terms, is rapid anyhow. Question. Any other suggestions for me personally in terms of helping this process? We would suggest an attitude of loving kindness adopted towards this one. We would ask that you reach past this in yourself, past the areas where you would have gruffness and substitute gentleness. It would have a much more nurturing effect, and you would see her blossom instead of shy away from you. So, now, this is just a little small outtake of another question. To give you an idea of how open they were to giving the answers, let me say, while this was going on, I did not know, was not sure it was positive. As I was studying and writing the book on David Wilcock and becoming familiar with the Ra channelings, they definitely said that it was easy to get fooled by a negative source that appeared positive. And so I had all my spider senses up while this was going on, and before I would even talk about it to someone. And so it was a period of evaluation. So here's another question. Do I have a previous connection with my dog? We do not see a previous connection with the one known as Obi. There is a willingness for the present entity to help said canine evolve into higher realms. He has come as a helpmate to you. How would the relationship with Daphne manifest in the worldly sense? There is much work to be done. There is much to be entertained in terms of public consciousness. You shall move naturally into this as you anchor the energy of the two of you more coherently as a unit. It shall be given to you daily and weekly. Question. Since you are waiting to come forward, and when I make a comment here, oftentimes she would interrupt and say, those guys want to talk to you again. Or they're here and they're waiting to talk to you. So I said, since you were waiting to come forward, do you have any particular information you wanted to reveal? Indeed, this is the case. There are many among you who would be surprised that you are receiving the kinds and types of transmissions which are now commonplace in your experience and realm with this particular channel. This is to become a more common occurrence with those on your Earth realm who are ready to receive the requisite transmissions at this time of Earth changes. As we move to a state of preparedness during the upcoming solar and lunar cycles, that we may integrate into the collective consciousness and humanity the requisite frequency changes that might assist for collective assimilation of that which you term equilibrium. The coming changes are to be broad in scope and will come upon your Earth with varied frequencies and urgencies depending upon the areas and the persons involved in local groups to assist in the transformative process. You and your mate are to become a pivotal center in the particular area in which you find yourself. Question, would it be advisable to open this information to others? Yes, this would be advisable. When this is in the assessment and the volitional range of the entity, when she feels comfortable with this, and in a way where little resistance is frictionalized, thus reducing the amount of energy it takes for us to come through this particular vessel. When? Is there a physical out of balance in our body as a result of doing this channeling work? physical disturbances and imbalances are partially due to resistance on a subconscious level. An unbelieving that this type of information can come through a physical vehicle. On another level, there is an integration of the DNA latency, which he would term the unmanifest DNA, which is currently coming online to this vehicle. Much rest and relaxation would be indicated, as well as a following of the natural tendencies of outward going and inward going, as well as dietary preferences and recreation, as we have indicated to you. It is important not to push this particular entity, for it is a delicate balance for this particular personality in the emotional complex, now trying to integrate various strands of multistellar influences into a congruence whereby this can be understood by many on your earth plane. She serves an important purpose, more so than she would like to give herself credit for. Question: why is she so adept at this type of channeling? It is, in fact, why she was born and her mission, and why it is so difficult for her in this dimension. She is very, very old and is as a broadband spectrum, and it is very difficult for her to be in certain environments as she picks up everything and takes it into the very cellular nature of her being. Question: so I must be careful to protect her. Very much so. It is very easy for this entity to be damaged and even to burn out and lose her ability to do this work, much to the detriment of her psychological and physical well-being. We ask you to make her feel secure and important. She doubts her abilities and she doubts her importance. Question: why is it that I am so capable of doing these things? You've been prepared for many lifetimes to be of assistance. You are, as a midwife, a stellar birther. Now, this was all happening. This is a comment. Now, this was all happening in 2002 and started out in April, and the particular experience with Daphne ended in September at that time. And I had a very unusual thing happen while I was in the midst of having these channelings with Daphne. I asked a question, and the question was, I'm aware, even in my own unawareness, that I have a large part of me existing in other dimensions. Could you explain the dimensions that the part of me that I am not consciously aware of exists in, and the best way to communicate through to those dimensions? Now, I ask this question, this is a comment, because my entire life I've had very extraordinary synchronicities, and I knew that on some level they were being created by part of me, but not in this dimension. But of course, it's very hard to understand how synchronicities work. So I was trying to understand that. And their answer surprised me. We read the present entity is working on consolidating the alignments of 5th, 7th, and 9th soul harmonics of overtones or said densities. It would be helpful for said entity to realize that much comes to him in the dream states, and to ask for his assistance from his celestial counterparts to aid in the downloading and translating of the dreams into useful symbols and archetypes he can use in his waking consciousness. He is indeed able to do such things if he will let himself realize it is there for the taking. His abilities are not so different from the present one who channels. He needs only to let himself have the experience. Well, that evening, of course, they're saying I should pay attention to my dreams. So I went to bed that night with a pad on next to me and a pencil. And I left a small light on in the room. And I would wake up in the middle of the night, and I would scratch things down on the pad. And I was thinking I was writing dreams down. In the morning, I took a look at the pad, and I found a bunch of sentences as if I was being communicated to. And the original sentences went something like this. Compare what you already know with the new information. Being on the planet, waking up from a dream. You don't have to analyze each circumstance and have an opinion about it. Out of need, not out of greed. You have a girlfriend that's very high, and she has listened to your lectures. Could she go bonkers, or would she? And of course, those of you who know the story was Daphne kind of had a breakdown shortly thereafter. Group of stories just promoted to the truth. Now they're talking about the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey. And the case built makes the case so strong that people would believe it. We're not doing this for entertainment. It has a serious purpose. And then, what do I want to ask if I'm connected to a positive source? It's the insanity of passion that makes things happen in the real world. I'm going to be the front man. The challenge is to love everybody here. I think there will be a lot of good people here. You have to look tall and thin. You'll be sorry if you don't tell as many people as you can. We tried this before. Mostly we tried it. That's like they tried getting me to pay attention to my dreams. Communication from another dimension, just like Casey, he slept to connect with this dimension. Well, that happened in 2002. In the year 2000, I had a reading with David Wilcock, and the group soul that was talking through him spoke to me, gave me some extremely good counsel. And at the end of the reading, they said, watch your dreams, because we'll be giving you more guidance. And of course, I did not watch my dreams. I thought probably they said that to everybody. So here we are, 2 years later, and they are talking to me. And so the way that I've come to understand this, for those of you that understand the idea of wanderers or star seeds, I have an affiliation with the Ra group, which is kind of a spiritual warrior. And Daphne has an affiliation with the Elohim group, which is more angelic. And the two of us together have made some kind of arrangement on the other side to come into this realm, because we balance each other with those two different sides. Shortly thereafter, I asked a question to Daphne where I said, can you tell me where my dream messages are coming from? And they answer, they are coming from aspects of your higher self. When? Are they coming from Akhenaten, the Egyptian pharaoh that had a connection with Ra? We would say this is so, question. And Ra, under the auspices of Ra. So now I'm getting a cross-reference between my own dreams and the channelings. And this has been going on ever since. Now, of course, those if someone's tuning in on BBS Radio and listening to this story for the first time, I would say that there's a lot here to read, to analyze, to scrutinize, and to figure out. It's hard to explain how all this could be happening if there's not something to it. Of course, as I was writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I was presenting the story of David Wilcock and the presenting the group Soul Ra, who was speaking through David, there is a huge leap of reality systems in terms of what's being presented. And for those who have never been exposed to this, it's mind-boggling, because the reality system is that we exist, each of us, right now, has the potential to be holographically connected to all that is. Each of us has the potential to blend with the things around us, to blend with the parts of ourselves in the other side, to blend with these group souls. Of course, we don't see those group souls, so we can only feel them. On these calls, and on our conference calls, which happen every night of the week now, many people are having the experience of the energy of these groups in their space. And if this is the least bit fascinating to you, and you want to explore it some more, I do suggest you study my website very carefully. It's actually not my website. It's a website dedicated to the conference call, and there's many, many people who have participated in the creation of this and making it possible for this to happen. And everyone who's doing this is volunteering their time. This is happening totally at a grassroots level. But on the website, you will find the whole story that I'm reading a little bit about now, the original connection with all of this. And, of course, those of you that know the story, you know that that in September of 2002, Daphne just had a breakdown and left. And I spent some time with a friend of mine who spontaneously started the channel. The voice coming through her said it was the same Elohim that was talking to me through Daphne. And this has all been going on for the last 5 years. And all the information is correlative. All of it connects exactly with the information in the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, where the case is made that we are at the end of a 75,000-year cycle. And there's things that are happening and will be happening in the very near future that have never happened before in the recorded history of mankind. And, of course, we can see the changes on our planet. We can see the weather changes, we can see the physical changes, we can see the economic changes, we can see the instability in government changes. We can see that. We can see the increase in earth changes. We can see the global warming. we can see the increased sunspots happening on the sun. And in fact, every single planet in our solar system is going through changes. Quantifiable, scientifically measurable changes that have never happened before. And if you're looking at this with your mind and you're thinking, what's going on? We are probably giving, on our calls, one of the most credible and validatable explanations for how this works and what you can expect. But more than that, we are energetically connecting, I believe, with the hologram of these group souls. And the people on the conference calls are learning to have that reference point of that connection and carry it around in their own lives, not where they're dependent on the call. And of course, we're creating a group energy amongst the people that are participating in the call, who are exhibiting some of the qualities that perhaps you've always wished you saw exhibited on this planet, where people are genuinely caring for each other, where there's a sense of community that's coming from the heart, where people are doing things for the highest good of the planet without necessarily focusing on their own personal concerns. And I'm watching this happen. I'm not making it happen. I'm just doing what I'm doing right here, sharing whatever comes up for me and sharing these channelings. But it's happening around all of this, and it's something that right now many people feel insulated, isolated, separated, scared. I wonder what's going on our planet. And what I'm offering is one possible tool that may or may not help you. And you certainly owe it to yourself to check it out. Now, one of the things about this is if you're one of those people that has it together, and there are occasional people out there, you may be someone that can help what we're doing just by your light and energy, because this is only happening because people are coming forward and making it happen. Let me read a little more here about the original channelings that happened in 2002 with Daphne. Let's see, we have 7:19, we have 6 minutes. The Council of On later identified themselves as the Council of Elohim. And question, in researching the Elohim, they were described as one of the creator gods of our solar system. Are we talking to the same Elohim? We are a division of what you would say, WIM. So when the original infinite creator broke off and started creating this universe, where did the Elohim enter? Into third dimension, into being, into existence? Then they said the name Eto Karina. Now, interestingly enough, Suzanne, who is very, historical, discovered that there was a part of the galaxy that was called Eto Karina, but it was spelled quite different than the way that I wrote it down phonetically. When? That's the location in the universe? Yes. And in Earth years, how many years ago? 78 billion. And at what point did the Elohim participate in this solar system? 4 million years ago. And what was the incentive to start that interaction in the solar system? To protect the fledgling human species? That was 4 million years ago? Yes. On this planet? Yes. Was that the first instant of human on this planet that we are aware of? Was that human population bred here or brought from another world? The combination of both. They were both brought and bred. Where were they brought? We see the star Sirius. And so, let me see here. Well, it's an honorable position to be in communication with you. Thank you for answering these additional questions. Now, shortly thereafter, I had a channeling where I invited Terry over, and Terry is my friend, long-term friend, and it was Terry who started channeling 2 months later. And so at that original channeling, I asked some really interesting questions, like, with Terry. Many entities might be skeptical that such a council could be actually paying attention to individuals with so many billions of people on this planet. Could you describe a little bit how that process works, how that noticing takes place? We see you as energy systems, as energy circuits. When there are particular bright spots, we know to pay attention to these. The bright spots are indicative that a person in your density has tapped into the greater collective field and is thus accessing consciously the required information to further themselves from the confines of the third density. In this manner, we are able to pay attention to those among billions who are able to make the initial sojourn into the greater developmental entities awaiting higher galactic consciousness connection. So with that, they have described how they can look down and see our light. And as we've done these conference calls, which we are doing every night of the week on the telephone and Mondays on PBS radio, as we do them, we have learned that they're there, that they come into the call. And we do an invocation, which I call the calling in of the light, which is an invocation to bring our energies together and invite their energies to combine with us. So we're going to do that right now. We have like 2 minutes, so this will be fast. And then I'll continue with the people on the telephone. Again, our website is higher-vision.org. You can look at the page for this conference call on BBS Radio, and it links to the important pages on our website. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, each person on our line, and each person listening to us on BBS Radio. And we see ourselves letting go of our negativity right now and releasing it into the higher realms of light and transmuting it for the highest good of all concerned. We imagine ourselves in this flow of energy radiating from the Hunab Ku through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. The Hunab Ku is the center of the galaxy. And right at this moment, we ask that you intend, if you so choose, to blend your energies with everyone else listening to this call. And that we, in this moment, can create a group energy all over the world from those people that are tuned in on BBS Radio to our show. And in this blending, we invite those group souls who have been working with us, the Elohim and the Ra group, to blend with us. And remember, this is free will, so if you're listening to this for the first time, you can be neutral, you can say, not now, and just keep checking it out. But for those that are open, we are creating a huge group energy. And we see this energy surrounding our planet. And right at this moment, take the opportunity to put anyone in your life that needs a healing, that needs a relationship change with you and them, in this light for the highest good of all concerned. And we ask that you might hold this energy to yourself, to your family, to your community, until we meet again next week on BBS Radio. Or if you choose to want to check out our conference line, please email suzanne@higher-vision.org for the access numbers. And on that note, I'm going to bid all the BBS listeners good evening. And if Seth is listening, he can cut the cord. And we're going to go back. I'm just going to see how do I do this. I'm going to unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.